Welcome to Stories Mania Podcast. In today's edition, we will feature a story entitled The Photo Killers by Peter Pine. The Photo Killers by Peter Pine. My shrink, therapist, whatever, says I'm overstressed due to my current career and its controversial moral implications. I'm a scientist, recombinant DNA specialist, and at the moment I'm performing a significant amount of animal testing. Throughout my university years, I've become desensitized to the writhing creatures and their screams. We had to. We were taught to, for God's sake. So I don't really know from what source my problem stems. They tell me it isn't anything physical, and therefore must be classified as an auditory delusion. The noise, that is. They say it's a unique case because of the linear relationship to the simple act of closing my eyes. For you see, when I shut my eyes, even blink, during daylight hours, I hear a noise that no one else can. Didn't much bother me at first, despite its oddness, but recently I can't help but feel that the noise has taken on a sinister, excited, predatory tone. Right now, when I blink, I hear an eclectic melange of the following sounds. This is the best way I can describe it. Multiple water skiers slicing through the surf, sans boat motor thrum. The many labored breaths of an oncology ward full of elderly ex-smokers. And a high-pitched tone like that of an audible dog whistle. I started taking the meds my shrink gave me when the whooshing of the water skiers became painfully loud, the breathing more ragged, more bloody, and when the dog whistle pulsed and faded, like a heartbeat of something so alien one dares not even picture it. I used to close my eyes to listen to it out of curiosity, wonderment. Now I feel as each time I blink, the source of the sound is ever nearer. Paranoia, they say. Relax. I took my vacation time and went to my lakeside cottage retreat. I never married nor forgot to don a Dorix when I had my fun with hookers, so I had none of the moronic family life to keep me from my work or my relaxation time, like now. Alone, isolated from the freaks who gaze at me with probable false concern for my mental state, I could truly relax and figure this thing out, or so I'd hoped. I live by candlelight only now, as the night is the only time I can stand to be awake. There are no sounds at night. My hallucinations are not nocturnal, nor do they occur when I'm sleeping during the day. I've nicknamed them the Photo Killers. Photo meaning light, and I'm sure you get the rest. They've eliminated my daylight, and I don't know what to do about it. Louder! My God, have they ever become louder! It shakes me and burns my brain with an unsettling torch of noise. Once I woke up at noon, blinked, and literally tried to back away from the terrible noises and noticed that they now had direction. I could tell they were coming from the east, from the lake. They were coming. As I regained my composure, I noticed my pillow was sticky with warm blood that had come from my ears. I sat for 7 hours in a staring contest with no one, terrified. Night came, and as the peaceful dark always does, it went again. It went quickly but agonizingly, for I needed to keep my vampire-inspired routine in order to survive. I couldn't fall asleep, though. Tell me, how can you sleep when your fate rests on keeping your eyes open while the sun is up? I was deaf by 9 a.m., of course, though, to my terror, for I could still hear the photo killers. I felt my time was running short now, and I knew it when I saw them. They four, the photo killers. Suspended atop the water in a glimmering mockery of Jesus Christ's miracle. 500 feet away and waiting, wanting, wondering when they would be allowed to move forward by way of my flutter of my eyelids. Human-like forms they were, with a pale stainless steel skin like incomplete industrial mannequins, and that they had no apparent functioning sensory organs, eyeless, earless. Into my deaf ears they spoke. As I listened, shook, and stared, and a cacophony of need and rage and controlled but yearning voice of millennial suffering said,
"We four are the saints of humanity, the immortal witnesses of evil and terror. We take you now with righteousness and pride."
I blinked, and they roared, eyes open. They were at the shoreline, their hunger palpable. I blinked away a tear of regret. We hope you enjoyed today's story, The Photo Killers by Peter Pine. And we thank you for stopping in and listening to the Stories Mania podcast.